And welcome to this week's episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast. I am your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and we have a great episode in store for you today. First off, we start with a biz buzz where KZ and Colleen and myself all talk about a new e-commerce option being offered by Ingram Spark. This is a great way for authors to maybe take one or two little things off of their plate when it comes to selling their book. It is a special and a unique sales link that authors can use to sell their book and have Ingram Spark take care of pretty much everything else. So that is up for the biz buzz for this week. And I also want to tell you all about a couple of things coming up on the podcast. First up, KZ is going to talk a little bit about fiction and what's going on in the fiction world. So we're hoping to have a little bit of a reoccurring segment where KZ talks all about the big news in the fiction industry and have a little focus in on fiction writing, fiction authors, what other big news is coming up in the fiction world. And then I am going to also be doing a little bit of a recurring segment about some sort of book review. So a few weeks ago, I had a little book review episode that I did where I reviewed or I talked about what goes into a good book review. And I'm going to continue that segment and do a different book review once a month. So look forward to that coming out soon as well, later this month. And then finally, we have a few great podcast guests lined up. So over the next few weeks, listen for a few friends of ours to join the show and learn all about what they have in store. So just a quick little reminder as well, please be sure to check out our YouTube page. It's the Author's Voice on YouTube, and there is a link in our show notes, but please check out the Author's Voice YouTube page. If you find a video you like and enjoy, please be sure to like and comment, and as always, please subscribe to our channel to help us grow the channel and reach some new writers, some new authors, some new readers. We hope that you enjoy this week's show, and we are really excited about what's to come. So without further ado, here is this week's Biz Buzz segment. This week's episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast is brought to you by us at the Author's Voice and our free writing planner. In today's world, it feels as if we can no longer focus on what is important to us, but with our writing planner, you can make sure to keep track of all of your writing goals. Writing is an important part of your daily routine, and you want to make sure that you can plan out everything for your book. We've been there and we get it, so stop trying to balance your work, your social life, and your writing, and be sure to get your writing plans down on paper. Our free writing planner helps you make progress on your book with three easy steps. First, use the planner to schedule your daily writing time. Second, you can write down all of your daily goals in the writing planner. And third, you can keep track of all of the progress from your daily, weekly, to your monthly goals and beyond. Download your free writing planner today at the link in the show notes. And welcome to this week's Biz Buzz segment. I'm Peter, and I'm joined, as always, by Colleen and KZ. And this week, we're going to talk a little bit about a new feature that Ingram Spark is offering called Sell My Book. So, as we all know, Ingram Spark is a great printing company that small independent authors can use to print their books. And they now have a new, it's basically an e-commerce feature that
authors can use to sell their books. It's called Sell My Book, and we're going to talk about that today. So first of all, let me just kind of go over what it is. So Ingram Spark is now giving authors the ability to have their own sales link, basically, where they can share this link with their readers, put it on their website for other people to purchase their book from them, and Ingram Spark will print the book and ship the book and do all of the management of the ordering and the selling and the printing all through this link. So you don't have to worry about like having a stack of 50 books in your basement that you go and you print, or you go and you package up and send to readers. So let me first of all turn it over to KZ and say, hey KZ, what are your thoughts on this new e-commerce feature on Ingram Spark?
Oh, thanks, Peter. I will tell you, I think it's actually a great option for authors. Now, and I want to first say this. It's not in direct competition with Amazon, but it certainly does look like it. The reason that I really like this is because Amazon is an important tool for authors. There's no writer who should ignore Amazon entirely. However, they should also recognize that the industry has other tools that they can use as well. And there may be times, in fact, there are times when using one of the other tools is better than Amazon. And printing your hardback and print paperback books and getting those out into the market, often Ingram Spark is a better choice than Amazon. I'm not going to say anything more than that, really. I don't want to say anything bad about either, but I often recommend to our clients and students that they consider Ingram when they're printing, especially hardback, but both print and hardback. And certainly if they're printing a book with a book jacket. Mm-hmm. Okay. So having the ability to take that book file and not have to worry about it transferring over to Amazon's for distribution, having that link up for themselves right directly from Ingram Spark is just going to be a faster market for them. It's going to be a faster delivery also, I think, for the readers. So it gives authors the ability to stay within the Amazon realm for ebook and mm-hmm. for any part of the process they want, and yet go wide and work with other distribution choices for the rest of their publishing. Long story to say, I like it.
No, yeah, that's very true. I like it's a good complement to what Amazon offers. Again, like you said, it's not necessarily in direct competition with Amazon. So for example, Amazon is its own storefront. So people who are readers can kind of stumble upon new books and new readers. This isn't necessarily providing a storefront on the Ingram Spark side. So you do have to still find the readers yourself and, you know, share your link with new potential readers. So there is a little bit of a difference between Amazon and the new Ingram e-commerce option, but it is a good option for new and especially smaller authors who aren't necessarily looking to, like I said, have 50 books or 100 books stashed in their basement that they have to do all of the fulfillment for when someone buys a book from them.
Absolutely.
Now, I do want to kind of cover a little bit about what the process kind of looks like for an author or for a reader buying a book, and kind of what an author can expect too. So first of all, I mean, without getting into the too nitty gritty details, Ingram Spark does obviously have to make money off of this. And one of the way that they do it is basically it's a $3.50 flat print surcharge that that comes out of the profits of the books that you sell. So honestly, for $3.50, a flat rate, that's really not too bad considering some of these big bookstores and Amazon, take 50, 55% of whatever the list price is. So having a 350 flat rate is, a pretty good benefit in my opinion. Is how does that compare to other industry people? KZ, Colleen, either of you?
I think it's an advantage if it's a 30%. Did you just say 30%? Sorry. But that's a lot less than one.
Oh, it's a
Not
350,
$3.50.
Yeah.
Sorry. $3.50 is a lot less, I would think, in most cases than giving them 55 or 50%. So the author is going to make more money on the book.
And what you want to think in terms of is this. This isn't the author isn't paying royalty, isn't being paid royalty. This is the book is going direct to a printer, essentially. The printer is then going to distribute it and take $3.50 per book for the process of them distributing the book, which includes shipping. Because, well, from our perspective, from the writer's perspective, because the buyer is paying the shipping. Okay, so
Correct.
and the sales tax. So we don't, so the writer is the author is not having to pay to have the book shipped to them and then send them back out. They're getting a full the full they're getting the full 25% discounted price in the first place. So they're paying less for the book is what that amounts to. So they pay less than let's make some real numbers. Okay, if the book is going to sell for $16, and I'm reading these off their website, so I won't lie to that. If the book is going to sell for $16, okay, the author is going to buy that book from Ingram for $12. Okay, so then you're going to pay the $3.50 surcharge when it's print when it's ordered and printed. Okay, in the end, your compensation on top of what you've gotten, what you didn't have to pay for the book, okay, from the cost of if you were going to buy it retail, your compensation comes down to $4 per book. So it's a little bit confusing. Peter, can you do you want to say a little bit more about that?
So let me try to I'll try to I'll go off of the Ingram website as well and try to go at it from both directions. So like you said, it's easier for the author because, like I said, we don't have to worry about paying shipping to ourselves and then shipping out. We also don't have to worry about paying sales tax when we purchase books from Ingram and then having to collect that from the reader. So that's a lot easier on the author's side. What it basically looks like for a reader who's going to buy a book from this new Ingram e-commerce is the book, whatever the book price is, the author, or sorry, the reader will pay the cost that it takes to ship the book to them and the sales tax. So again, the author doesn't have to worry about either of those, and it all is on the reader to pay those portions of the price. Now, on the author side, what it looks like is the author can charge however much they want for the book to be sold through this new Ingram e-commerce link that they have, and all that comes out of that is that 350 print surcharge. And then whatever it costs to print the book. So, depending on whether or not it's a long book, a short book, a color book, whatever that is, there's a lot of those different things that go into the cost of the printing the book, but whatever that is comes out of it. So you as an author just end up getting the amount that is left over from that. Again, it's not like a 55% discount or anything that you need to take from Amazon or from some of the big stores. It's a little bit just more simplistic and streamlined for the author to sell their book instead of having these back and forths.
That makes more sense, Peter. Thank you. Y'all know you shouldn't talk to me about numbers.
Yeah. So one thing that I did find that was pretty interesting is, and I'm not sure if either of you have any experience with these or not, but it's not just a URL link that an author can get when they sign up for this. It looks like there's three different options. So there's the URL, which is just, you know, a simple website link. One thing that I thought was really cool too was there's a QR code and then also an embed tag that you can use on your website to have a link to the book. So there's a lot of different ways that authors can use this link. And you know, I think it's a great way for you as an author to be able to sell new books to new people.
Yep, it's relatively new, so it's going to be exciting to see where it goes.
Yeah, some cool things that I think. Oh, go ahead, Colleen. What were you going to say?
Oh, that's okay. About the QR code, I love it because authors can put that on their marketing materials, bookmarks. If they're doing a talking somewhere, they can put it on a flyer for their information. And it can go in so many different places. Not that your link can't. Yeah, the URL can go in those places too. But the QR codes put that camera up and it just takes you right to it. So I think that's a great selling point.
No, yeah, I completely agree. I was actually going to say that too. It'd be a great little way to put like a little QR code on a sticker or something, or, you know, put it on a business card. If you're, you know, handing out business cards, there's a lot of different ways that you can utilize that QR code.
And that's a QR code to ordering. That's not a QR mm-hmm. code necessarily to getting information, although there'll be information there. But mm-hmm. that's a QR code to actually place the order for the book.
Yeah, there's nothing there's nothing worse than having someone say, hey, you want to buy my book? And then giving you a link, and then it takes you three or four or five or six pages to get through to figure out where to actually buy their book. This is a great, you know, here is the exact place that you can go to buy one of my books. That's a great tool there. So I do want to just kind of wrap up because it's still new, but is there anything about this that you two think we should be on the lookout for in the future? Or how this might be good or bad for authors in the future? Is there anything?
I would like to say stay tuned to what are any, if anything, they work out with ebooks. Mm-hmm. This is something that right now Ingram is not able to do a lot with ebooks mm-hmm. as far as direct distribution goes. Mm-hmm. And there are some limitations that they offer that there are limitations they can't get around. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So if this flies, I would say you're going to see some changes to what else they offer. But that's just me thinking in the future.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so true. One thing that I'm kind of interested in is I'm wondering if this is going to lead to them having an actual storefront as well, a virtual storefront, almost like an Amazon or a Barnes & Noble or something like that, where multiple authors can have their books, you know, at the same time or be seen at the same time. So that's something that I'm kind of interested in seeing where this will go.
Should be interesting. Lightning Sources is the parent company, and they are much bigger as far as in the publishing world than Ingram Spark is in the traditional publishing world. So this is a very interesting direction. I remember when I first saw it come out, I thought, that intrigued me. Just the whole concept intrigued me that they're going this direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and one thing I do want
to—if you want to know more about it,
go ahead, KZ.
I was just going to segue into to another topic we're going to talk about later on in one of the future episodes, and that is, if you want to learn more about this, go subscribe to the subscribe to our podcast, of course, which mm-hmm. you're listening to this, but also subscribe to the Ingram Spark podcast, and I'm sure you'll hear lots of things about it.
No, yeah, completely agree. And one thing I do want to point out right now, it is a US-based program right now. So it can only be done by authors in the US and shipped to readers in the US. But I am sure, actually, I think I want to say I read an article on the UK is looking to bring it to their parts of the world in late May, I want to say. Don't quote me on those dates, but I know it's coming up soon is when they're looking to add a UK version of this. So
it doesn't surprise me, and I would bet Canada comes next.
I would agree. I would say their main markets are the US, Canada, UK, and Europe. So I'm sure sometime in the next year we'll see these all pop up in those areas. So I do want to thank both of you for joining me on this week's Biz Buzz, and we look forward to talking to you guys next week. Podcast is a production of The Author's Voice. I have been your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and I want to thank KZ and Colleen for joining me on this episode to discuss all things writing, publishing, and speaking. Do you have questions about today's topic or would like to be a guest on a future episode? You can learn more about The Author's Voice on our website, theauthorsvoice.org, or send our team an email at info@theauthorsvoice.org. You can stay in touch with Candy, Colleen, and Peter through The Author's Voice on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Links to all of those can be found in the show notes. If you have enjoyed the episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a review on the podcast app of your choice. Also, please help us spread the word about the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast by sharing the episode on your social media or by introducing a friend, a colleague, an author, or anyone who would enjoy the discussion to the show.